Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
I just wanted to thank you guys for the opportunity to speak to y'all and to speak into y'all and to speak into your finances. I know they announced that I was speaking tonight and y'all showed up, so that's always a plus. And then, too, thank everybody who texted me or gave me a kind word today. That means so much to me, and it really hit home today. I was telling Crystal that, you know, that means a lot to me. I know Michelle was one of them. Thank you, Michelle. That Pastor Lauren was another one. And if you didn't text me today, shame on you. You should have texted me. No, that ain't a guilt trip. But it really hit home today. I was telling Crystal, I was like, you know, that really means a lot to me that I know how busy everybody is. And I know it's on my heart heavy, but to know that they're thinking about me and praying for me. So thank you guys. I love y'all. I'm just going to go ahead and open us up in prayer because I don't know of a better time to do it than right now. So if you guys would just pray with me. Father, we just come to you tonight. We welcome you into our hearts and into this place. Father, I ask that you use me tonight. Guide me on what to speak, Father. Father, I take it very seriously. Anytime that I speak into your house and to your children, Lord, and I ask that you just guide every word, that I say nothing that you don't agree with or that displeases you, Father. And Father, I just pray for wisdom and understanding, and I just pray that you just teach us all how to be good stewards, Lord. We love you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about financing. So first, don't get weirded out on me. Just because we're talking about finances in church, I don't need to lose y'all right off the bat. Because sometimes that happens. And second, I just wanted to start by letting you guys know I'm not a professional by any means. Pastor, he builds me up all the time. But I'm not here to tell you what you should or you shouldn't do with your money. You're all grown-ups here, and it's yours. It's your responsibility, and it's yours to do whatever you want to. What I am here to do is I just want to give you just financial information over the next few weeks. It's simple information I'm going to be giving you, and it's worked for me, and it's worked for millions of other people, and that's the key with it. The best part about it is it's completely free. So there's two ways of looking at that. It's either a good deal or you get what you pay for. But either way, you see Pastor Spencer if you need your money back at the end of this. And I just wanted to start tonight by first giving you guys a little bit of background about me and Crystal. When I say me, I'm going to try to say us, because it's us, we're in this together. But sometimes I may say me, but I mean us even when I say me. But yeah, she was right with me through most of it. Our financial story, it started back in 2018. And just to paint a little bit of picture where we was at, we just built a new home. In 2017, and we just had a new baby, Charlie Kate. She was a new addition. We were attending church at Life Chapel, and Pastor David Goss, he just took over the church, and he offered a Financial Peace University class. Back then, I think it was like $100, so believe it or not, me spending $100, y'all that know me, that's hard to believe. But it was a Dave Ramsey class, and I didn't know much about Dave Ramsey at the time. I'd heard a little bit about him, but I wanted to learn more. I was interested, and I knew we was at a place where I needed to get serious about our finances for my future and for my family's future. Crystal, on the other hand, knew a pretty good bit about him. She worked with a lady who had already took it a class, and she wanted no part of any of it. she was scared to death of Dave Ramsey. But after praying about it and talking about it, we decided to go in together and take the class. At the time, we were $125,000 in debt. And after taking the class, we really began to get focused on getting out of debt. And I can proudly say, thank God, as of last month, we just paid our house off and we're officially debt free. So praise the Lord for that. It was, like she said, it's been a journey, but it's so rewarding and it's so peaceful now. It's a great achievement in my life to think, one, that we did it together, because I know what we started out with. We started out with nothing. Our parents didn't have money or like set us up. You know, we started out with absolutely nothing, and we've built it together. So I ain't going to cry on y'all, but I'll move on. Second, the pastor, the last time we preached, he gave me a nice compliment like he always does. You're probably going to have to quit introducing me, because you're going to run out of good things to say if we do this for 4 weeks. That's what I was thinking a while ago. But the last time he preached, or last time I preached, he spoke about how I was a man of integrity, and that the things that I say up here that I live out in life, and this financial stuff that I'm going to be going over is no different. I'm not going to go over anything with you guys that I wouldn't do myself or that I'm not already doing that I don't believe in. I got a lot of my knowledge from Dave Ramsey, from listening to his podcast, to taking his class, to reading his books. And I know that scares a lot of people when they hear that name. There are many people who know much about him, but I'm not going to push a lot of his strict money stuff on you guys, but I am going to go over some of his basic stuff. And the reason that I'm going to do that is, one, it's simple. It's simple to understand. And two, it works. I know it works. It's proven over and over again. There's millions of people in the U.S. that are living debt-free by following these simple things. So at the end of this, if you are fired up and you want to go deeper, or you think, hey, this is something I'd really like to get a hold of for me and my family, the Well of Scottsboro, they still offer, I'm thinking it, Total Money Makeover is what it is. It's not, they used to do Financial Peace University. Donnie Oettinger and his wife teach it. I work with Donnie. We're really good friends, and I was talking to him a little bit about teaching this series, and he said they don't do Financial Peace University anymore because he felt like it got too expensive and that he didn't want to put a burden on people. I think it got even over $100, so, but they do still teach Total Money Makeover. I do not know the cost of it, but like I said, at the end of this, if you are interested, I can get you in contact with you and let you know that the next time that they teach a class over there. One of the biggest things that I feel, that I always tell people that me and Crystal got from taking the class was unity. And I think that's really great, awesome, because that's a word for the church this year. I feel like it really helped us get on the same page. It helped give us a common vision, and it helped give us a plan to achieve that vision. On me, I've always been on the frugal side. Like, no surprise there, everybody knows that. When it came to spending money, and before the class, it seemed like it was always a struggle, like me just saying, no, 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 we ain't doing this, no, we ain't spending this, and her wanting to spend money. I'm not pointing fingers at you. But that's what it seemed like. We was always in that struggle. I got a song for my kids I play when they ask for stuff. It's no, 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 no. I always ask them when they're asking. Charlie's getting bashful there, but I asked them, you want me to play my song for you when they want stuff? But like I said, it helped us to come to a middle ground there and agree on a budget and come to an agreement with it. It also helped give us a vision on not wasting money. It helped give us a vision on building towards our future, and not just our future, but our children's future and our grandchildren's future. Like I just talked about, our parents didn't have a lot of money. So, it put vision in me that, hey, I can change my family tree. My grandkids are going to be, it's going to change the way that they live. So, like I said, not being wasteful has always been a big focus for me. So that's why I wanted to call this series Being a Good Steward. Being a good steward is what it's all about. It all belongs to God. That's the main point of all this. It's all God's. It begins with God. It goes through God. It ends with God. Or begins with God. It goes through God. And it ends with God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. It is all His. This isn't about the love of money. Or is it? It isn't about greed or trying to get more money from the church. It's all about learning to be faithful with what God has given us. And that's my message through all this. And that's what I hope you get from it. I want to talk a little bit about the parable about the talents. I'm not going to read it because I felt like it was a very familiar scripture. I'm pretty sure most of us in here have heard it. Jesus gives us the parable about the talents. If you don't know it, or if you're unfamiliar with it, it is in Matthew chapter 25. It starts in verse 14. I suggest if you're not familiar with it, please read it, get familiar with it. Like the pastor says, don't just take my word for what scripture says, but go in and study it yourself. The points that I wanted to bring from the parable about the talents. So the first one was they receive currency. I've heard people preach on giftings, abilities, possessions, all that. But let's look at it for what it really is. Talent is currency. The second thing I wanted to bring up was they all receive different amounts. Listen, some people are going to have more than you. Some people are going to have more. That's it. We don't have to be jealous about it. And this really helps you. When you get a grasp on this, if you look at the talents, the one who had five, he didn't, have to worry about what the one done with his, or he didn't have to worry about what the two done. All he had to worry about was what he done with his. And that's good to get a hold of, because like I said, it helps keep jealousy out of your heart and your life. It helps you from seeing your neighbor and say, golly, they're wasting man, why are they can't afford that, or why are they doing this, or why do they do all that? It also keeps the old saying, keeping up with the Joneses. All I got to worry about is me and my family. I got to be faithful with what the Lord has given us. The next thing that I wanted to point out was he wasn't displeased with the one who turned 5 talents into 10, or the one who turned 2 talents into 4. He wasn't upset that he doubled his money. He was displeased with the one who did nothing. He did nothing. He just buried it. He even said, hey, if you would at least put it in the bank, I would have got interest upon my return. You know, it ain't like he spent it. It ain't like he come back and he's like, well, sorry, I wanted to take a vacation with that. Or, hey, I needed a new pair of shoes. Or, and then the last thing was, I wanted to read verse 29 because verse 29, it's almost like the end of the story. And it's just a powerful verse to me. It's in verse 29, it says, for to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So the main point of this parable to me that I wanted to bring forth to you, it all belongs to God, and it's our responsibility to be faithful with what he gives us. The scripture that I want to open tonight with is in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, it was written by King Solomon. King Solomon had great wisdom and understanding, and he had this knowledge because he prayed to God for understanding to rule God's people. And the Bible says that this pleased the Lord. And I also pray for wisdom. I pray for wisdom to lead my family. I pray for wisdom to be a good pastor, to be a good leader at work. And not because King Solomon did it and I'm just trying to copy him, or not because King Solomon did it and the Lord blessed him with a lot of finances. I do it because it says it pleased God. If the Bible tells us something, we have an inside look at the Father. And if it tells us that it something pleases him, that ought to be in our hearts that I want to do that. So starting in verse 13, we're going to be going through 18. So Proverbs 3, verse 13 through 18. I love sitting on this stool. I feel so much more comfortable sitting on a stool than standing up. When you're standing up, you're like, what do I do with my hands? I don't know what to do up here. But starting in verse 13, it says, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Wisdom and understanding are what he's referring to here in this scripture. And wisdom and understanding are what we're after in this. And that's what my desire and my prayer is that you receive from this series that we're about to take. The class that we took was called Financial Peace University. And I love the name of that because peace is what you get. It's what you gain by being in control of your finances. Listen, possessions don't bring you peace. Being prepared brings you peace. If y'all want to write that, if you're taking notes, write that down somewhere. I see Pastor writing away. But car repairs are going to come. Home repairs are going to come. In 2020, the whole country shut down. And so when that happens, debt isn't going to bring you peace. All the money you spend on going out to eat or vacations, it isn't going to bring you peace. The plan you have in place is what's going to bring you peace when that happens. And in praying and deciding what to cover in this series, like I said earlier, I didn't want to push a lot of the strict, crazy Dave Ramsey stuff on you guys, but I did want to cover some of the basics. So what I decided to go with here is what his team calls the baby steps to building wealth. Maybe you've heard of them, but the reason that I picked this is, one, it's simple, it's easy to understand. The most important thing, like I said earlier, is proven. Millions and millions of people have used this to get out of debt. So I want to start by just going through the outline, just show it to you and see what we're going to be going through. Step number one is a $1,000 starter emergency fund. That's going to be the first thing you try to do. Step number two, you're going to pay off all your debt except your house using the debt snowball. Step number three, you're going to save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully emergency fund because we know things are going to come, things are going to happen. Four, we're going to invest 15% of our household income in retirement. And then fifth, you're going to save for your child's college fund. That is if you choose to, and that is if you have children. Some people may not even have children, so you can skip that step. And I thought it was something interesting that he didn't push that on people in his class. You know, that he felt like that was in the child's responsibility. If they wanted to go to school, that they could get a job and put themselves through school. You know, I figured that would be, he would put that on the parents, but he didn't as much. But he does put it in here. And then six, pay off your home early. And then seven, live and give like no one else. And that's the key. That's his phrase. That's his standard. Live like no one else so that you can live like no one else and give like no one else. To give you an outline as we go through these, the three topics that we're really going to be hitting on, and when I say hitting on, we're going to go through all of them, but the three that we're going to take time and, like he said, class said, and try to explain how to do it. The first one is budgeting. I'm going to show you how to fill out a budget. We'll go through it. I'll show you different types. I'll show you the one that I use. And then two will be debt. We're going to look at how to tackle our debt, lay it out, and get a plan in place. And then three is going to be investing that we're going to go over. And I have a sheet here, if I could get a volunteer. Thank you, sir. If you don't care to pass that out, you can just give one per couple. They can share one. I printed off like 20 of them. Are y'all with me? Am I keeping y'all awake? Good. Yeah. As he passes that sheet out, just go ahead and talk a little bit. Next week, we're going to be starting on budgeting, and we'll be going through that. So tonight, as we wrapped up tonight, I wanted to go through and give you guys just a little bit of homework, just to get you part of the class and make sure that y'all are listening and really trying at this. As you'll notice on the sheet, the first thing at the top left is the baby steps. It's got all the baby steps listed out on there. If you could, you and your spouse, or you by yourself, if it's just one, if you're by yourself, decide where you're at. You know, the pastor talked a few Sundays ago about it's hard to get a plan and direction if you don't know where you're starting from. So first, see where you're at on this. You may be at baby step one. That's cool. You may be at baby step seven. Say, I don't need this class. I should be the one teaching this class. And that's cool too. But see where you're at. Circle it. By the way, this is your sheet. Nobody, you're not going to have to share any of this information for anybody. This is just yours. You don't even have to bring it back to the class. You don't have to write your name on it. This is just for you. So decide where you're at. The second, the top right there, I got three questions for you. The first one is your total monthly income. How much money do you bring in a month? The second one is your total monthly bills. How much do you pay out a month that you know you're going to have to pay out? Hopefully, right off the bat, number two is not higher than number one, because we're in trouble if it is. Not real good at math, but number one needs to be higher. And then three is your total debt. How much, you know, I talk to people a lot of times, and they don't even know how much debt they have. They don't even know exactly the amount, how much they owe somebody else. Like, how much money do I owe somebody else? So find out those three things. Like I said earlier, private information. This is just for you. These are all three things that you should know. And then the next, at the bottom, is a questionnaire we're going to go through. And with this, the Ramsey team has found, in most cases, there are two types of people when it comes to finances. There's either a nerd who's all over it, and they love it. They're just gobbling everything that I'm saying. They were excited about that we were teaching a series. And then there's the free spirit, which it pretty much sums it up in the name. They're just there with the flow. Yes, yes, hun. Yes, dear. Whatever you want to do. I'm good with whatever. I'm good with whatever you think. So let's go through the questions. And all you do is you just have to put your initials. You can fill it out as we go through it tonight, or y'all can do it together, or you can do it when you get home. But you just put your initials beside the phrase that you feel most suits you, that you most go with. So on the left side, starting with statement number one, it says, you actually enjoy balancing the checkbook. No, okay. Or you'd rather balance a spoon on your nose than balance the checkbook. Shane, you don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to. I should have said that. This is totally anonymous. You don't have to raise your hand in class while we're going through these. Next statement. Rules are important and should be followed. Yes. Or rules are more like suggestions. Or, you know, you just. Next one, you're always on time. Always. Or you show up on time, give or take 15 minutes. I hear a lot of uh-huhs and yeses out there. You spend more time planning the vacation than the vacation itself. Or vacations are more fun when you just leave the calendar blank and you just go and have a good time. Or you're me and say, we can't afford a vacation. What are you talking about? No, just joke. Yeah. Recipes should be precisely followed, like rules. Or recipes are suggestions. Just a dash here and a dash there. It'll all come out. Taste it while you're eating it. I mean, whatever you got to do. Next, you read the introductions of books. They're in there for a reason. Or you skip the introductions, and then it feels like you read more if you do that. Next, you organize your shirts, or you will when you get home in your closet. Uh-huh. Or you're doing good just to get your shirts hung up, period. You can't wait to learn more about budgeting, or you're considering faking an illness next week when we talk about it. So we're taking a head count here, so I'm keeping track of who's going to be here next week. And you tell, if y'all talk to anybody who didn't make it tonight, of course, tell them they just jump on in anytime. They won't regret it. They're not missing out on anything too much tonight anyways. This is more just an introductory and introduction and getting you guys ready. Next one, living in the moment sounds irresponsible to you, or living in the moment sounds like the soundtrack of your life. And then last, clutter is annoying and frustrates you. It's not clutter, it's character. No. So as you go through them, you just put your initials down and then you just add them up, and that determines which side of the fence you're standing on. There's not a wrong side. I'm here to tell you, he speaks all the time on that. We need both. You need each other. Without the nerd, the free spirit would be living under a bridge somewhere, and without the free spirit, the nerd would never do anything. They would be stuck at home all the time. But that was really all I had tonight. Like I said, we're going to start next week on filling out a budget. And I will, y'all know me, I'm real short and sweet, which I did feel more comfortable up here tonight. I think I could have put some more stuff in this thing. But thank you, guys. I'll turn it back over to Pastor Spencer.